Waffle Stomping, episode.
Well, fell off the fucking wagon. I didn't fall off bad though. It's just beer. I can't get in any trouble if I'm drinking beer. Getting 6 beers at a time. Turns out if you drink in an empty stomach, it's just like getting 12 beers. It's fucking science. Science. Get this shit going, I guess, then, shall we? So, fucking not a lot of shit going on in the last week and a half, but I know now why I keep fucked up people on my Facebook. Like, I got, 3 people on Facebook that I only keep on there because they're just 4 ways from fucked. And they're all drug addicts. Well, one's an alcoholic / drug addict, but, either way, the shows are just insane. But, for 2 of them, I can just sit back and watch the show. I just kind of, sit back, but then, my third, I had a buddy on here. I think I took the episode. Yeah, I think the episode's still up, actually. My buddy Rob. And it's I went to college with a guy. He's I call him the grandfather of steroids because he's the one that got me on steroids and completely trajected my life into a different fucking way, I guess. But it's when you see people that used to be so fucking jacked up, fucking life's going good, everything's going good for a person. And it's just in the matter of 2 or 3 life occurrences, throwing your wife's laptop through a fucking window. It's just fucked how that can just change the trajectory of your life. And like I said on other podcasts, I love Robbie. He's a dear friend to me and I love him to death. And I think that's why I still sit around and listen to his crazy bullshit, but it's just always something. And it's last week he fucking messaged me. He's like, man, I'm so fucking pissed right now. I'm like, what's going on, dude? It's basically fucking, you think you're not going to fucking believe what happened? I'm like, what? He's like, there's these guys doing construction out of a house beside mine. I'm like, okay. He's like, dude, I was gone for fucking a couple days. I came back. He's like, the fucking landlord, let them come in our house and use our stuff and our washroom and shit. I was like, really? That's kind of fucked, man. He's like, yeah, fuck, man. And then that's right there. It kind of sounds shady. I'm like, okay, but then it just goes on on a path of okay, this is drugs. And he's just like, yeah, I came in, man, and somebody used my fucking toothbrush. I'm like, they used your toothbrush? He's like, yeah, these guys used my toothbrush and fucking they slept in my bed and they used my dish soap and fucking I think they left they stole some of my smokes too. I'm like, so somebody came in, slept in your bed, used your toothbrush, did some dishes, and then fucking stole your smokes. Like, yeah, man, it's fuck. I know it's them. They were allowed to come in here and da da da. I was like, man, I just didn't want to say it, but I was this is what meth does. Meth literally makes your brain go into psychosis mode. And I talked about on the last week's episode about that girl, gouging her eyes out with butter knives and she was high on meth for 2 days. I just want to be like, dude, you're going to be that girl that gouges her eyes out with fucking butter knives if you keep this fucking shit up. And he's just going on to this rant of just oh man, they were in my head. And it's none of it makes sense. Just none of it. So then I decided to say it to him slower, slow it down and write it to him in a simple way. Rob, no one went in your house, used your toothbrush, slept in your bed, did dishes, and then stole a couple of your smokes. That didn't happen. You think it happened, but it didn't. No, fuck that, man. I was in the hospital. I got bitten by a spider. I'm like, what? Yeah, I got a spider bite on my arm and I had to get that cleaned out. And then he sends me a picture of it. And it's this giant cyst on his arm. And it's it's not a spider bite. I was like, dude, that's not a spider bite. I'm like, what fucking spider bit you in Canada in the fucking middle of the winter? Was it a fucking trapdoor fucking spider? Was it a huntsman spider? Was it a black widow bud? What the fuck? Nothing that bit you like that would leave a mark. There is fucking black widows and there are fucking whatever those fucking other spiders that are here, but their venom is the cold weather has fucked their venom. I fucking Google it. It's like, dude, that's not a spider bite. That's that's a staph infection. So that's not fucking stuff. I'm like, dude, I had one. That is a staph infection. I'm like, you're shooting needles or your blood is so fucking shitty and so fucking infected that like that's what it does. It just fucking makes cysts and like they try to pop out the infection. It's like your body trying to get rid of infection. It can't, man. It's like, you don't know what you're fucking talking about. I'm like, all right, man. I'm just fucking saying, like, that's not a fucking spider bite. So I kind of let that go. And I just like this hearing this guy just go off. He's like, I'm fucking done with this world. I'm like, are you threatening to kill yourself right now? Is that what you're doing? He's like, I fucking think about it all the time. I'm like, well, you know what I think about all the time? Like, what? You going to rehab. You need to go to fucking rehab. That's like the only thing you need to do. Rehab. Oh, fuck, I've tried that. It doesn't work. Like, fucking try again. Fucking try again, bud. Because you're like at the last fucking shit fucking stair before you fall right off the shit stairs into the shit abyss. And it's a dark, 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 shitty fucking hole, bud. You're not going to come out of it. Like, oh, fuck, I'll figure it out. I'm like, all right, man. I like, fucking got off that shit for the week. I was like, all right, I'm going to leave him alone for the week. I was walking into work the other day, and I hear this thing, Brian. I'm like, my name is Ryan. They're not talking to me. And I just feel like this fucking, somebody grabbed my fucking arm. And it was tight. I turn around. It's this fucking girl I worked with, like, 2 years ago. It's like the same factory, same company, but it's in a different town. And I was sent to this different town like 2 years ago to work at this other factory. It's fucking bullshit. But some of the people were really cool because they were like either like crazy as fuck or they were just like stoners. And they were just so fucked up. I just like, I don't know. I guess I like being around fucked up people. And like I remember working with this girl online and she like looked over at me one day and I worked with her for maybe like a week. And she's like, hey. And she's like crying. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong? She's like, listen, if I fucking just leave the line, just fucking tell everyone I had to go take a shit. I was like, I'm like, oh my God, did somebody die? Is everything okay? She's like, fuck, I took fucking way too many edibles. I took like 1,000 milligrams and I'm fucking freaking out right now. I'm like, you took 1,000 milligrams? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God. She's like, yeah, just, I'm going to try to work. And the bitch worked. She never left the line. She worked the entire fucking 2 hours, fucking high as fucking edibles, and didn't even fuck up her job. I was like amazed. I'm like, if I took 1,000 milligrams of edibles, like I would be putting fucking, I don't even know what would happen. I would just fall asleep inside of a fucking car or under a car or something fucked up. Like I don't know how the fuck she did it. But now she's working at our factory. And I was just like, yo, like, what the fuck are you doing here? And I'm like, I thought you were fucking in the other, you live in that city. Why are you here? It's like half an hour away. She's like, oh, I had to come here. She's like, shit went down at the other factory. I'm like, did it have to do with weed? And she's like, no. I'm like, what did it have to do with? And she's like, I may have been sleeping with a boss's I may have been sleeping with a boss's husband. I'm like, oh my God. She's like, yeah, it was really bad. So they just transferred me here. I'm like, are you still fucking the dude? She's like, oh yeah, fuck yeah. She's like, he's mine. Like, I'm taking him away from that bitch. Oh, factory fun. God, factory fun. Like, well, like, I don't know where you're going, but I have fun there. And she's like, okay, I see you, Ryan. I'm like, all right. I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like, she's one of the craziest bitches in the world. And just sleep, just fucking summon one of your boss's fucking husbands. Like, Jesus Christ. I guess that's maybe the future I have to look forward to, but who fucking knows. But all the best to her. Fuck, what else we got here? Oh, fuck yeah. So this is my second year of golf. Like, I started trying to golf like 5 years ago, and I couldn't do it. I fucking don't have the temper for it. Like, I'll hit a fucking golf ball and it'll be a shit and I just freak the fuck out. Like, I don't have the temperament for it. But every cocksucker and his brother is playing golf now. Like, my father-in-law, all the boys at work. So I'm like, okay, I need to try to get into this socialization. You know what I mean? Let's just try to do it. So I bought fucking clubs off this guy at work. Fucking, last year I went out to the driving range and sucked fucking cock. And I probably suck cock because, like, I would just go to the driving range with, like, a fucking 26 or a fucking Jack Daniels. Like, I would just sit there with Jack Daniels in my bag, fucking take a swig of Jack Daniels, put a ball, hit the fucking ball, swig of Jack Daniels. And by, like, the 15th ball I'd hit, I was so fucking angry. I was just like, what the this sport is so fucking gay. Fuck it. Well, anyways, fucking figured out that I need some new clubs and whatnot. So I went to this little shitty fucking place called Golf Town in London. So I went to this Golf Town. It's like this place where all the assholes go to get all the really good stuff. And fucking they have like dry or they have like little courses you, like in the building you can play on. It's just fucking goddamn, it's fucking stupid. But whatever. I'm like, I'm trying. So I went in there. I brought my I had two fucking clubs. I had to get shortened. Because I'm fucking shaped like a beer fridge and all the fucking golf clubs are too long. So I take my two golf clubs, fucking give them to this old fucking guy. I should have known right away. I shouldn't have given them to the old guy, fuck's sakes. So I give them to this old guy. I'm like, I need these short. And he fucking starts looking at the one club. He's just like, how the fuck do you even play with this? And I was like, well, I don't fuck. I'm like, I don't fucking don't. Apparently not very good if I'm here to get it shortened. He like turns the club over and shows me. And there's just like a giant fucking dent. Like an inch dent in this fucking club. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh shit. And then I remembered last year, I just got fucking wasted at like my last little fucking driving range adventure. I just took the club and fucking slammed it against a tree. And I was like, fuck it, I'll get a new club. But I was so drunk that I forgot that I did it. So I brought in a damaged club and the guy's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, well, I'm like, don't worry about fucking doing anything to that club. I'm like, I'll just buy a new one. He's like, all right, man. Then he grabs my other club. He's like, do you hit well with this club? I'm like, fuck yeah, man. That club is like the best club I got in my entire bag. And he just starts laughing. Like hysterically laughing for an old man. Like, you know when like old men get like really, really, they think something's super funny. They just like laugh so hard that they can't breathe. Like they're like. Yeah. This fucking old guy with fucking white eyebrows is just laughing his ass off. I'm like, what's so fucking funny, man? And he's just like, this is a woman's club. I'm like, what? He's like, it's a woman's club. See this little L on the club? It means it's a ladies club. He's like, I don't know why you can shoot so well with that. And I just looked at him. I was like, I don't know. Maybe I have a fucking vagina. You don't know that. And he just like stared at me and didn't know what to say. And he's kind of like, yeah, people these days, you never know. I was like, yeah, you never know. And I just stared at him with like a death look on my face. And then like I have my fucking wife and my kid in there. Kid's in the stroller. Wife's pushing a stroller. I can just hear like, I like turn around. Fucking wife is gone. Kid is gone. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, whatever. Fucking guy's like, well, like, do you want me to shorten your ladies club? And he fucking said it in a very fucking snarky old man way. And there was people around. He's like, oh, you want me to, you still want to sharpen this ladies club? I did fucking, oh, I'm going to shove that club up your fucking geriatric fucking ass, you white-eyebrowed old prick. I'm like, no, don't say that. I'm like, hey, how about instead of fucking being a comedian for fucking 5 minutes, how about you fucking help me find another fucking club for the other one? And he's like, okay, all right, no need to swear. And I'm like, no. But hey. Before we go any farther, stop fucking talking to me like you're my fucking old man or my grandfather, because that's not going to go very far with me. I'm like, they're both dead. And he's just like, okay, you're the boss. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So we go and fuck, and I knew the old fucker would do it. So the fucker already knows I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. What's he do? Takes me over to the fucking brand new drivers. I'm like, yeah, this fucking driver's fucking $1,300. Mike, that club is $1,300. He's like, yeah. I'm like, do I look like a $1,300 club user, man? He's like, well, no, judging by that other dent you had in the other club, it looks, no, I wouldn't imagine so. I was like, then why are you bringing me here? I'm like, you're not the, you didn't win salesman of the year, did you? And then he's just like, walked away. I'm like, ah, well, fuck, no, fucker, fuck me, whatever. So I go and start grabbing, like, I went to the used clubs, found myself a nice $300 used club, fucking walking back, and all of a sudden this other guy comes up and he's like, hey, is there a problem? I was like, what? He's like, yeah, like fucking Jeff over there told me that you're getting pretty snarky. And I like told him the story verbatim. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to get snarky when fucking Father Time over there is fucking talking shit about my clubs I use and shit. I'm like, so what if I use a ladies club? I'm like, I didn't know I was using it. I fucking shot well with it. And like I said to him, how the fuck does he not know that I don't have a fucking vagina? And he's like, yeah, okay. He's like, let's just not get into that. He's like, let's just stick to where we're at. I was like, no, you just don't want me to make a fucking scene. I was like, that's why you're telling me that. I'm like, just listen. Fucking take this club over there. I'll pay for it. And I'm going to fucking leave and never fucking come back. Go over to the fucking guy that comes over. He's like, listen. He's like, I really feel bad about like that guy upsetting you and shit. He's like, I'm going to give you a deal. I'm like, all right. Gives me fucking $50 off the club. Like 50 bones straight up. So I was like, pay $250 for it straight up. Mike. He's like, man, he's like, I want, like, just so you know, like, I, you're a new golfer. Like, we want you to come back here. I fucking grabbed the club, man. I was like, not on your fucking life. And I just walked out the door laughing. And I, like, walked out. I'm all fucking, like, yeah. I'm like, fuck. The wife is in there with the fucking baby. She's shopping for fucking her dad or something. And I'm like, I don't have the fucking keys. I'm like, I could walk in there right now and look like a fucking asshole. Like, put, you know, saying a really good fucking line and walking back in, and I look like a complete dick. Or I could just stand by the car with my golf club. But yeah, I'm standing by the fucking car with my golf club. I got the last word in. I'm fucking standing by the car. So I just stood by the car for like 25 fucking minutes, my golf club. Probably looked like I was going to smash into the car or something. I just sat there. Looked so fucking stupid. Fucking Jesus. I can't go anywhere without motherfucking people mouthing me off. It's fucking bullshit. God damn. What else we got here? Oh, fuck's sakes, yeah. Oh, shit, I went to Burger King, and since I'm on the steroids again, like, I freak out, and, like, I usually can catch myself. Like, with the old man at fucking Golf Town, I'm like, okay, don't say this shit, because it's gonna escalate things. But, like, sometimes when, like, something happens, like, you know, a huge, giant event in my life, like, people get their burgers before me, I feel the need to fucking start yelling at people that make minimum wage an hour at Burger King. Like, what the fuck? So I got fucking a fucking Whopper meal on Wednesday. It's fucking Whopper Wednesday. Fucking get my Whopper, go through, fucking, I get a fucking pay. They're just like, yeah, you're going to have to pull ahead. Like, we got a lot of Whoppers coming in right now. I'm like, fuck, whatever. Pull in front of the building. Fucking cars pull up beside me. It's like, oh, so all these people are getting their food. I'm like, okay, they must not be getting Whoppers. Like, fucking four fucking cars. It's like, no, they're definitely getting Whoppers. What the fuck? So all of a sudden, there's like the last car, this little chick, she's like 16 years old, brings out the last bag of food. I'm like, hey, I'm like, I got a fucking Whopper meal with a fucking root beer. I'm like, why the fuck is everybody getting their shit ahead of me? And she's just like, oh, fuck. She's like, yeah. She's like, that's my fault. I thought that was like a skip the dish order because it was like on the edge of the counter. And, like, that's perfectly fucking understandable. Fuck yeah. That's a fucking honest mistake. Skip the dishes, come in there, put it in the fucking grab. No fucking big deal. Apparently, it's a big deal for Steroid Ryan. I was like, I said to her after she said that, I was like, is this real life? And she's like, what? I was like, is this real fucking life? And she's like, I don't know how to answer that. And I was like, well, this clearly can't be fucking real life if I have to fucking wait like fucking 13 minutes to get a fucking Whopper on Whopper Wednesday. And she's like, okay, I'm just going to go get it right now for you. It's on the edge of the counter. I'm like, okay. Girl goes, and like, it's so funny because I can see her go in the store. I can go or see her grab it. And I can see her talking to somebody and laughing her ass off at me. And I would too. I'd be like, fucking, there's some fucking chubby pissed off motherfucker out there carrying on like a fucking fool asking me if this is real life that his Whopper isn't there in 13 minutes. Like, who the fuck says that to a fucking like 16-year-old Burger King employee? Like, oh, fuck. And she comes out. And when she was coming out, I calmed down. I was like, okay. She comes out. She's like, here's your shit. I'm really sorry. I'm like, hey. I'm fucking really sorry. I have a fucking anger problem. And I did not mean to fucking be like that with you. I'm really sorry. Like, I'm fucking embarrassed for myself. And she just starts laughing. And she's like, honestly, she's like, it's not the first time somebody's yelled at me today. And it's probably not going to be the last. She's like, have a good day. And just walks back in Burger King. I'm like, now I feel like a real piece of shit. Like, fuck. just fucking drove home, didn't even eat the Whoppers. The Whoppers is sitting on my fucking kitchen table for like a day. I'm like, I'm not eating that. I feel fucking so guilty. Like, I'm not fucking doing it. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. And like, I told another buddy about it, and they're just like, man, like, you're lucky she didn't fucking call the fucking cops. And I was just like, yeah, I guess so, man. He's like, man, did I tell you that I had the cops called on me by like a fucking pizza fucking place? I'm like, no, why? What happened? And apparently my buddy, like 2 weeks ago, called a fucking pizza place, ordered a pizza, but like the driver forgot to like take his pizza like from the counter kind of thing. And just like didn't deliver it. And then like that was it. So he kept calling and calling, and they're just like, oh, like, we don't know where it is. And they're like, oh, fuck, like, here it is. Like, we'll send it to you. And then my buddy's like, fuck you, fuck this, fuck your place, and start going off. And he's just like, I hope your fucking place catches on fucking fire and you all fucking die. And then hangs up over a fucking pizza not being delivered. So I was like, so what, they called the cops? And he's like, dude, they fucking called the cops and told the cops that I said I was going to come to Domino's Pizza, burn the fucking building down, and kill everybody in it. I was like, fuck, eh? He's like, yeah, I swear to God. He's like, the door fucking bell rang. I fucking go to my door, open my door. He's like, there's fucking two cops there. They're like, you the guy that said you're going to burn down Domino's Pizza because you didn't get your pizza on time? And he's just like, I never said that. He's like, I wished they would burn down, and I wished they would all die. And the cop's just like, okay, well, it's a pizza. You can order it from a different place, grow up. And my buddy's just like, okay. And he's like, have a good day. I just left. I was like, did you feel like a piece of shit too? And he's like, man, he's like, I feel like a real piece of shit. Because he's like, that was my favorite fucking pizza place. Now I can't even order from there anymore. I was like, I wouldn't be ordering from there again either, man. They'll hear your voice and they'll be like, well, this pizza has an extra fucking load of cum and spit coming right to it. Fucking Jesus. Alright, motherfuckers. I think that's fucking good for today. And remember, keep your assholes clean, your feet dirty.